Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It is game day. Get your helmet on. Are you ready for tonight? Are you prepared?
I had 41 Coors Lights.
Well, sounds a little aggressive.
Already.
I don't know that you need to go that far. But hey, I mean, if that's what gets it done for you, then so be it. As long as you're ready.
Yep. They're light beers, to be honest, so you probably have a few more than a full-bodied beer.
And make sure if you can't watch the game, you listen to it on the Fan.
Fan. Fan. Hello.
So we got the game tonight, then.
Let me check. Do we have the game to...
Yep.
I'll let them know down the hall.
They put the metal to the pedal.
That's what we do.
Is there a game tomorrow, though? A game...
Nope.
Well, I mean, there's a game. No, not a Flames game.
Oh, right.
Sunday.
Well, let me check here. There's games.
And tomorrow...
Yeah.
No Flames.
Not till Sunday. You gotta calm everyone down, have the big concert, and then Sunday.
Wow. Good start.
Yep.
Yep.
I think we almost need some of this stuff. Some good arena rock.
Yeah.
Hey, some classic arena rock to get us going.
Game number one!
Since 04, the Calgary Flames will play a second round game.
Let me hear you, Calgary!
Were they playing in round two?
Anaheim.
No.
So what's that, Boom?
Pick that up.
I'll just set this here.
Yeah, it's probably done with that. I didn't realize the Ducks?
Yeah, apparently.
Ooh.
Let me see here. Before you get all whatever.
Just thinking about it. I don't know.
Gotta call the standings from the regular season. Oh, there they are. Yeah. First in the Pacific.
They weren't a wild card, hey?
No, they had 51 wins.
Ooh.
Yeah. Led the West in row wins.
Row.
Yep. Anaheim.
All right.
Hey, listen. This is exactly what the Flames need. They need a series where no one's going to be picking them. Except for us three in here, because we're blatant
bozos,
homers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that.
I mean, we've been on them since day one.
Where you two homers are going to be picking them.
I see what you're doing today.
Well, we got to make our picks.
We got to make our picks. I've been thinking about it.
Foreshadowing or anything, but because all I know is I didn't make a pick last round, and what happened? Huh?
Yeah! Wind her up, baby! Wind it up! That's right! Ah, you like that?
O'clock start tonight. Yeah, missed that.
8?
Yeah. It's extendo.
Mountain or Pacific?
That's mountain. I don't tend to tell people the times in Pacific time. Most of our listeners.
Well, I just know it's a Pacific.
Right. If you're in Anaheim,
it's
at 7, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't want to confuse people, though.
All right. Hi, Bob Hartley.
Well, they're getting a feel for what it takes. It's totally different games. Like the pace of the game, like the body checks, like the speed, like the commitment just goes up. Like from everyone, the crowd. So like, you know, like those emotions, they learn how to manage them. I think that, they've done a great job. I've said it many times. I think that our veterans are doing a great job at helping them also. But this is experience that you can't buy, and that our young players are getting this experience at such a young age. I think it's a huge investment for the entire organization.
So, you know, if they get pumped four straight, hey, it's great experience.
Hey, that's not what he's saying.
We're the underdogs. The Ducks are way better. But just think of all this experience these kids are getting.
Well, there's no doubt about it that for sure the guys like Bennett and Gaudreau and Monahan, the younger guys, the experience they're getting right now, you can't put a price on it. You're having to come to the rink and know that it's the biggest game of your life every single night. But I would be, it's not so much that, that they're not going to win, because they're in round two. And if we know one thing, anything can happen in the playoffs. All you got to do is get there, and then anything can happen. Is it bad that I'm tired just from doing that, like yelling and ringing a cow?
Well, it depends. Are you over 80 or pregnant?
I think it's the yelling more than anything else.
Yeah.
Whew. Derek Will's going to be in after 8 o'clock. Made the trip to Anaheim.
He's there.
With the team yesterday. Yep.
What are the odds on a Will's trip to Disneyland?
No.
You don't think so? There's 2 days off there.
I'm gonna say
nope.
He's all business. This is a business trip. Now, outlet mall, perhaps. Yeah, I mean, that's
a great time of year to get a discount.
I'm sure there's some
jackets.
There's some great spots to buy some discount slacks.
Those ones you don't have to iron with the pants already in them?
Oh. That's right. Just hang them up.
Yep.
Never iron. Yep. We got Ask Rhett coming up at 7:45. Derek Wills, as we mentioned, after 8 o'clock. Eric DeHatchick, NHL Insider, will join us at about 8:25. But yeah, what else are we going to talk about today? We'll spend a little bit of time, I suppose, on game number 7 last night between Tampa Bay and Detroit. The Wings were really good, but they couldn't get one by Ben Bishop. The Lightning managed to get it done. So for the first time, in the series, back-to-back wins?
Yes, that's right. Detroit, Tampa. yep.
That's how it went, all right. So it's going to be Tampa Bay moving on. They'll play Montreal tomorrow. I would guess the Habs would have been happy with the Detroit win last night. A slumbering Stamkos. We don't need to have any part of that. Let's take the Wings. Let's take Peter Mrazek and the Wings. But it's going to be Tampa. So tomorrow night, the two series that get going, Tampa, Montreal, and then the Wild will be in Chicago for game one there. Tonight, as we know, Flames, Ducks. And the first game, just to whet your appetite, will be the Washington Capitals at the New York Rangers.
We like this series. This will be fun.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were hoping for Islanders Rangers, which would have been very special last year of Nassau Coliseum, Pot Vent sucks. But yet, this is still a very attractive series. This is one you will want to watch.
Yeah. Speaking of watch, did you see any of the Orioles game yesterday?
Bits and pieces. It was weird. Apparently the pitcher could hear the broadcaster doing play-by-play.
Yeah, because of course all of the unrest and racial tension in Baltimore led the Orioles to close the doors. No fans allowed at Camden Yards yesterday. And go figure, it was probably one of the best offensive charges the Orioles have had all season. They beat the Chicago White Sox going away. But they were showing some of the highlights and watching some of the guys when they come out onto the field. They're like tipping their hat and saluting the crowd, which is really just empty chairs. Guys are coming off the field at the end of an inning, throwing the baseballs into the crowd.
Got to stick to your habits, man. You know what song is coming on at 7 o'clock this morning. You got to stay in your rituals, what you do on game day.
I guess. Have you, because again, we've been talking about the Flames since they've advanced. That was on Saturday night. We've had many days, many hours to talk about this series. We try and frame the argument or the, you know, here's why the Flames can win this series, because no one's, they're heavy favorites are the Ducks. There's no doubt about it. The addition, if there was no, the Ryan Kesler thing really changes things. Because, okay, let's go to war. We're going to absolutely throw all of our guns at the Getzlaff line.
Sure.
And then we'll take our poison with what's left.
Now you've got a second line to deal with and a really good second
line. Yeah, which
line is
really a first line. And on any given night, I'm sure in Anaheim, I've not watched them every single night that closely, but I'm sure there's some nights where the Kesler line is their number one line.
Sure. Well, look at game 4 against the Jets. I mean, what did he have? Two goals there to bury them?
He had two in the third.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line you got to watch out for.
He had 5 points in the 4-game series and was their best player.
But what are you going to do? Pull your best line off the Perry Getzlaff line? I mean, you're right. This is going to be a very difficult matchup, especially on the road.
How do they win? What do they need to do? Well, it's very simple. You need to be better than the Ducks, because I don't think you're going to fluke one out. Because everybody goes back to 2004. Well, how did they beat Detroit? Remember, going into Detroit and to win that series felt the same way.
Yep.
You weren't going to beat Detroit. They had we all know what was on that team. They weren't going to beat Detroit. Detroit was unbelievable. Well, they went in and they did it. How? It was a lot of intangibles. Their goaltending was better. Their goaltending was a lot better. Kiprusoff, Cujo was average at best.
Cujo.
In that series. That's when they went to the Cujo well. And it didn't work out very well. They had Darian Hatcher, who could, again, barely skate anymore. That the big clutch and grabbing was pretty much done for him right after that. But they won the goaltending battle, and they got timely goal. It was all that stuff. There's no stat category for it. Well, here's the timely goals and the intangible category. Oh, look, the Flames have a distinct advantage over Anaheim. There's nothing there. But they need to get great, great, great goaltending.
Yeah, and they've got a motivated goaltender. I don't have to remind people that Jonas Hiller was only prior stop in the NHL was with Anaheim. 7 years there. He knows them well. They know him well. On the other side of things, you've got two very young goaltenders who've had a lot of success early in their careers, but have not made the big playoff run. Now, has Hiller? Well, not really, no. So we'll see. If you can win goaltending, my goodness, you've got a chance. And that's what they did in 2004.
Yeah.
And the one thing where I keep thinking, how in the world are they going to win this series? Well, how in the world did they win in 2004? Because it was, okay, round one, Vancouver, nice, bit of a surprise, this is fun, but now we've got a giant. And that's what this feels like.
It is. Easy to forget. It's like, oh, yeah, they beat Detroit. At that time, it was a titanic task to go in without home ice and beat the Detroit Red Wings. They did it. Maybe they can do it again. We start tonight, 8 o'clock start, but we're going wall to wall. I mean, we're going to have a couple hours of Jim Rome, but besides that, it's going to be all Flames coverage today, as it should be on your home of the Flames.
Well, you have to get some work done, right?
Yeah.
You can't just be
take a couple hours and get some work in there.
Please feed yourself, get some work done, answer some emails.
12 noon, we'll go to Hockey Central at noon, which goes into, Steinberg does his thing, and then Kerr comes in, and then Kerr stays late, and then it's the old warm-up, and then we drop the puck in Anaheim.
Then Steinberg takes calls till about 3 in the morning, and then
That's right.
You get a little bit of sleep, and we'll be on at 5:30.
Yeah. I got an email yesterday that apparently we have sent some people down to Anaheim for this.
Some intrepid reporters.
Ted Henley from Breakfast Television is who we've sent.
Excuse me?
Ted Henley.
What? What are you talking about, Boom?
I wish I knew Arash.
Well, see, Arash is the kind of guy we need on the scene.
What's that, Boom?
Even Huff.
Hi, here's the email from the senior producer of Breakfast Television. The subject line, Ted Henley in Anaheim for games 1 and 2.
That's all I read, to be honest. I figured that was pretty concise.
Hi, everyone. If you'd like to do a hit with Ted, let me know. I'll be there with him. This is the producer.
Do you want to explain what that is? That sounds like drug terminology for people that don't
know. Okay. If you'd like to do a hit, which would mean like a phone call or a... if you would like to phone Ted Henley and have him on your show.
Get out of the alley with Ted!
Yeah, no,
no
it's...
No more hits with Ted!
Trust me, I think that's the last guy that's... but yeah, if you want to get Ted on your show, let us know. We'll be doing some hits Friday and Monday on BT. We're here in Anaheim. Did you know, close in proximity to Los Angeles? No, we didn't know. Thanks, Ted. So we have our best people on it. Makes me feel good about it. So yeah, if we want to call Ted Henley and get his depth analysis on games 1 and 2 from the ground in Anaheim, we can do that.
Sounds like a Friday at 9:25.
What
should
we do? Let's see here. Are we going to be calling Ted today?
Nope.
Henley went on the trip because apparently, as I sent a crass email in return,
crass
was the janitor unable to go. Ted Henley in Anaheim for games 1 and 2.
We're not jealous at all, though. Nope.
What are we doing? Like, really? There are 4 radio stations and 1 TV station here.
Which one does sports?
Which one's doing the sports?
Now, what is Flames hockey? Is that sports?
Okay, so we've got this hometown hockey thing that we're doing every Sunday covering hockey games. Who should we get? Do we have a sports station? We do. Let's get Tara Sloan from Breakfast Television.
No, it's
all right. That's fine. Okay, the Calgary Flames, they're playing a huge playoff series in Anaheim against the Ducks. This is a big sports thing. Who should we send? Let's send Ted Henley. Good God Almighty. That sounds like a dysfunctional place you work at, Boom. Yep. Yep, so if we want, we can call Guy Smiley down in Anaheim for games 1 and 2. Not sure that we will, but at least we've got Guy Smiley on the ground in Anaheim, really getting the vibe of games 1 and 2 should we need.
Not jealous at all.
621, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Am I on? Yeah, is this... Hello?
Check. 1, 2.
This dainty bed is so loud. This game show music is so loud in my head.
And from Southern California, let's welcome Lonnie!
Yay!
Hey, Lonnie, come on down. Now, this is game show music.
It's the same thing, is it? No difference.
From Encinitas, California, Miguel! And from her retirement villa in Palm Springs, it's Gladys!
I think I've made my point. Oh, good.
Someone's here early.
Is that from the House of Frightenstein? Remember that show?
What the hell's going on out here?
There was Igor, and he had the, you'd remember it if you saw it. You would.
We didn't have a TV, Dean.
Oh, what a load of crap.
He was practicing his off the glass and out. He didn't watch TV.
He had Igor, and Mr. Pet Vet would always come and want to give him the pet, and he'd go and ask the sloth.
No TV, so drop it, jerk.
Now the 2-0 delivery, Machado sends the fly ball, hit the deep left center. This ball is pretty well hit. This ball is way back there. It's in the bullpen. Manny Machado, hasta la vista, pelota.
Pelota.
That,
Got any coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
It is the same guy.
It is the same guy.
Now the 2-0 delivery, Machado sends the fly ball, hit the deep left center.
No, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee? How about instant coffee?
So this is...
How about instant coffee?
Is this is the things that sound similar segment.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Buy a jar of Folgers crystals, you put it in the cupboard, you forget about it.
Oh, there you go.
There, it lasts forever. It's freeze-dried.
They were, playing in front of nobody yesterday in Baltimore, signing imaginary autographs, throwing balls to the crowud.
1-1 the count. So Margie delivers. Davis launches one in the right field corner. If it's fair, it is gone. It is gone. A home run. The big fella has struck early in the silence of Camden Yards.
The text line coming to my support, the House of Frightenstein, people have seen it. Just because you haven't doesn't mean it's not a real thing. It was the count, and he would sing, glory, glory, hallelujah. And he had his little thing, and he'd pull it back of the three count. Of the three-toed sloth, and then he'd let it go, and it would hit him in the throat. And you've seen it, right?
Sure.
You have seen it. Have you?
No.
Remember Griselda?
If Fred hasn't seen it, why would I have
seen it? Remember Griselda? She'd have the big vat cooking.
I feel like even though you've described it very vividly, I can see it in my head. Count Dracula, some witch.
Have you seen it or not?
Transylvania accents. No.
I think it was Canadian.
I'm going to look this thing up.
Are you going to work at Jiffy Lube today or what? Looks like you're going to drop some 5W30.
Take it easy.
It's just
wet
the shirt.
Wet tarp.
It's just the shirt.
You have a tarp on and you're making fun of my buttoned up shirt.
Well, let's be honest. Yesterday, there was an issue with your shirt. He's now investigating your wardrobe.
This is the one I bought. I wore it yesterday, too, so.
Yeah. No, it just looks like maybe.
It doesn't have that massive 6-inch diameter coffee stain on it yet, so that's the good news.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack. Anyway, how did we get here?
He was singing Hallelujah.
Yeah. The sloth would always try to keep a dog. No, it was Igor. Igor wanted to keep, so he'd have to go and talk to the sloth. Mr. Sloth, Mr. And then, Mr. Petvet, I cannot keep the dog.
His memory is unbelievable. Can't remember the Dion Phaneuf trade, but all these lines from 20 years ago.
Who?
Dion who?
Yeah.
Mana.
Tough one for the Wheat King, or for the Hitman.
Mm.
No Sask good. Game. Yeah. It's not real good. Down 3-1 after an 8-2.
8-3. Don't be besmirching the
Was it 8-3? Yeah, it was 8-3. Well, let me make
selling them short. Unbelievable, Dean.
8-3. Still down 3-1, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Heading back to the Westman Place?
Yeah, I don't know that.
The hell is that?
That has changed.
Who's the Westman? What's this? Is this a trucking company I've heard of?
Nah, it was, everything in Brandon is Westman, because it's in Western Manitoba.
Oh, I see.
So,
Westman.
It's Westman this, Westman that. They're very fond of their Westman.
Apparently.
Yeah. Boom. Billy Van did most of the characters on that show. You are correct, sir. If I had a prize to give you, I'd give it to you, but I don't, so I can't, so I won't. Billy Van, talented guy. Jay, do you not have any House of Frightenstein to help me out?
I feel like he's focused on the Ducks for some reason.
No, he's got something else going there. He's playing Minesweeper or something.
Minesweeper? Do people still play Minesweeper? Come on. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Is it still a thing?
It used to be like the standard, all right, you got Windows 94, here's your game.
Igor would also dance to the top hit of the week. He would. They'd get in front of a green screen and he'd dance. This is it.
Another lovely day begins. Some ghouls with greenish skin. So close your eyes and you will find that you've arrived in Frightenstein. Perhaps the Count will find a way. Make his monster work today. If he solves this monster mania, he can return to Transylvania. So welcome where the sun won't shine, to the castle of Count Frightenstein.
I love it! ever seen it?
Well, it's somewhat familiar. Now, this sounds like game show music.
All right.
So why aren't they sending us to Anaheim again?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either.
Yeah. People are saying it was made in Hamilton. CHCH in Hamilton. Look at that. See, our listeners get me. My customers like me.
Oh, no.
People like me.
Sure, you talk too much.
Yeah, maybe I talk too much.
But you listen too much, too.
I listen too much, too.
Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't,
we
like
don't need
people's
to...
feelings.
Don't need to play the whole thing.
Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me.
I like me. Just got in the car.
My wife likes me.
Yeah, he's not going to lay you off that
My
quick.
Customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Just got in the car and turned you guys on. What the hell is going on in there? I am younger than Pinder. I know Frightenstein. The monster's name was Brucey. Yeah, it was Brucey. So Frightenstein would come in and he'd check to see if Brucey was alive, and he wasn't. So then he'd move on, and they had Griselda the Witch, and they had the Wolfman. There's all kinds of stuff.
Wolfman.
Then he'd spin some vinyl.
Yeah, this is a tune right there. Yeah. Right, Wolfman had his own music.
Okay. Does this ring a bell or no?
Yes, sir. How do you do and how are you? I'm coming to you and I am the Wolfman. What we say around here is we believe in the wolf.
And then he'd play the song, and Igor the big dude would come out and dance in front of a green screen, and it'd be all like tie-dye and psychedelic stuff. They had Mr. Pet Vet. They had he was also the Oracle, and he'd get his hand caught in the crystal ball all the time, and boom, he'd have to. It was great stuff.
Really?
I just shot coffee out my nose. There you go. Can you guys please talk about something I understand on my drive to work, please? Okay.
Maybe,
tonight,
maybe
game. Yeah, all right,
maybe,
all right.
Maybe some hockey.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
I am looking forward to the Capitals, right? We're going to talk, obviously, a lot about the Flames and the Ducks, and we will, and I promise you we will here shortly. I am looking forward to the Caps and the New York Rangers. I know a lot of people were up for the Islanders-Rangers series. I feel like this has the potential to be maybe the best series of round two. I don't know what to expect out of Tampa-Montreal.
Tampa's been weird.
The Chicago-Minnesota, there's going to be some excitement there, I think. But I just think of what, between the Capitals and the Rangers, that's going to be a fast, physical series. Good goaltending. I'll be in for that one tonight. Give me some of that.
Yeah. I think all these are very interesting. The biggest wild card to me is the one we're going to talk about all morning, Flames-Ducks. But I think Tampa's got all the... Why not a great series with Montreal? They got swept last year. They crushed them in the regular season. They're 5-0 against Montreal this year in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Minnesota-Chicago, people keep looking past Minnesota like this is some sort of a fluke. They have been the best team in the league since getting Dubnyk.
That will be the gutsy pick, right?
It will.
Picking the Flames over the Ducks and taking the Wild over Chicago.
Flames over Ducks would be the most lopsided if you went and just looked at odds of winning the series to Vegas.
Yeah.
Flames would be the biggest underdog in round two. But that said, who wants to bet against Chicago this time of year? No one does. It doesn't pay off very often.
This text came in earlier this morning. So, Boomer, after initially picking the Lightning to win the series, you switch horses yesterday and say the Red Wings will take it, and they didn't even score a goal last night. Please be very careful when you're making your picks for the second round. We will be doing that this morning. We got to make our round two picks. Caps, Rangers, Flames, Ducks, Lightning, Canadiens, and the Blackhawks from Wild.
No, a lot of our boys need to be there. We got our round two of our playoff pool has to be sorted. Rhett and I are doing quite well through round one, I believe. So make sure you get your picks in there. But when are we doing our predictions? 7:25?
Let's do 7:25. All we'll right. do our second round predictions. Also today, we need to qualify another person for our contest and ticket giveaway for next week. We know when Game 3 is going to be, thanks to last night's game coming to a conclusion. So, a little bit later on this morning, we're going to qualify one more person. We have tickets to Games 3 and 4 to give away, so we'll get you set up for that. Ask Rhett, 7:45. DeHatcha coming in at about 8:25. He's in Anaheim, getting ready for Game 1 tonight. Derek Wills, also in Anaheim. So we have plenty on the way. Your game day sponsor, South Point Toyota Scion, because yes, it is a game day. Flames, Ducks, Game 1 tonight. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
.643 game day. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, all over it. We're your home of the Flames and proud of it. Rob Kerr taking an extended big show tonight from 6 till 7. He'll keep you rolling right until the start of warm up with Steinberg, and then we get it going. Get yourself ready. This takes some prep. Last round, it just felt like, oh, yeah, well, game's on. This is good. Now you're into round two. Now you got to make sure you got your food situation figured out. You got the beverages. Kids are to bed or whatever you got to do. You got to get everything out of the way so you can get settled in and do this thing. This is for real now. This is round two. Are you ready for tonight?
This is the round where you lose your momentum.
Yeah. Who's you? The fan or the team?
Both. First round, very exciting. Haven't been to playoffs forever. Blah, blah. It's the playoffs. This is great. Now it's round two. It's not the it's the playoffs, but
yeah, it's still the playoffs.
It's not the first game I ever played.
Now you got to house another tray of nachos for this.
You
got
to realize that actually, this is still as important to game one as last series game.
Yeah.
Maybe can't look past it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So yeah, get your nachos out.
That's right.
Get excited.
What was your feeling in, because I know we keep going back to 04, but it's the one that you were part of. You win round one by the thinnest of margins.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Then you're going up against Detroit. Did that feel as formidable a task then as this does now for the Flames? Or maybe even more?
I can remember beating Vancouver and thinking about playing Detroit in the dressing room after we beat Vancouver in overtime.
Instantly.
It was, which maybe was a good thing, you know what I mean? Like, meant that we're ready. But I do remember going, how are we going to beat these guys? They had a decent lineup. But you believed... I don't know if I did think that. I remember thinking that in the others in Ottawa with Buffalo, how we're going to beat them. But with Kipper and Neft, the way that Jerome was playing, and just the whole team concept that we had there, I don't know that. I mean, we knew that it would be tough, and it was Detroit, and the lineup they had was one of the best in the league. But I don't know that there was ever any doubt.
Yeah. Pavel Datsyuk, Brett Hull, Brendan Shanahan, Steve Yzerman.
You got to remember, sorry.
Nick Lidstrom. People forget how
Zetterberg?
Good. Yeah. People forget how.
But here's the thing about those guys. At that time, Zetterberg and Datsyuk, you could push them around. Brett Hull, he was going the wrong way. Get on him, and he wasn't going to go the extra mile for that team.
Chelios still around, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a key, too, was the fact that those guys hadn't learned to play hard in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Datsyuk and Zetterberg. It's hard. You know, you think about it now, you're like, what is he talking about?
Hard to believe.
We talked about get on that guy, that line. Get on those guys. Grind those guys because they aren't going to. And at the time, that was the criticism.
Zetterberg was 22, Datsyuk was 25.
And then they lost to us that year. The next year of playoffs, they lost to Edmonton. And the big thing was, What are these guys?
Can't win.
Well,
can't.
They don't, again, they've got lots of skill, no heart. They're not going to go to the wall.
Your year was pre-lockout. You could hang on to these guys a bit. That takes a lot of skill away when you got a 230-pounder hanging off.
Driving down here thinking, now, back in the day, I was thinking, who was a big skilled team that we played? San Jose in the semis. But, it was a different game. You could just get on them and hook them and hold them and slow them up. But I still think that against the Ducks, you do get in front of those guys. You close gaps. You don't give them time to move. Your back check pressure has to be top notch.
Mm-hmm.
There's no roll your four lines, get everyone going again. It's not going to be like the Sedins where you don't want to chase them in your own end. You want to get on them before they can get set up. Tough task, but.
Yeah, it feels like the margin for error is razor thin.
And it will be, and Hiller probably have to steal. I mean, Kipper absolutely stole game one in Detroit, and Hiller's going to have to steal minimum one game. Minimum.
Make it game one. Why not?
Sure. Yeah. Game one.
Like, get your split.
That's good.
But it is a good game to win because they've been off too long. You can't be off that long and have – I've just never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen a team off for that long and come out and just play the same as they were before.
21 days, 5 games for the Anaheim Ducks. That is not much.
More importantly, they played last Wednesday. Right? Like that's.
You take your time.
You don't get those long breaks. And everyone, the injured guys, if you miss a week for an injury, well, it's first. It's hard to get back. You can't practice game situation. So this is a great game to jump on.
I just thought about that this morning. And again, it's completely different. It's, in a way, a lifetime ago. Oddly enough, Jiří Hudler was on that team.
Another guy that would have been,
right? Hudler was 19 on that team. But no one gave the Flames a chance in that series. And I would think that you look at that list of characters, Datsyuk, Hall, Shanahan, Yzerman, Zetterberg, Lidstrom, more daunting than what you're facing in the Ducks, at least right now. Maybe down the road you're looking at Hampus Lindholm and Sami Vatanen as, wow, these are two of the best European defensemen of this era. We'll see. But no one gave you guys a shot in that series, and I don't think anybody's given them a shot. But that's why you need – we talked yesterday about the lines. Okay, if you're the third line, what's their third line? Who's the right winger? Because I'm the right winger. Okay, you, sir – you're going to have 7 games, if need be, of me all over you. I'm here all series long. I'm not going anywhere. And it's the same for the goaltender has to be better. The defense is going to have to be a little bit better. The special teams are going to have to at least kind of saw each other off or be better.
No, be better. Because that's how you win. You have to be better in every category because they have more talent. They are the better team. They won, 51 games?
Yeah. 109 points.
Most wins in the NHL in the last 2 years.
Exactly.
Did not lose in regulation with a lead after 40
So
minutes.
It's not about why should the Flames, why would you break down this series and say the Flames should be favored to win? There's nothing to back that up. Now, there's people, you've got a better thing or chance of looking at it going, well, they weren't supposed to be here, so... At least they are here and they do have a chance, but you have to be better in every category.
Yeah.
You can't, there's none that aren't going to be important. D, goaltending, scoring.
Special teams.
Well, duh, hot take, outscore them.
So take us back to game one then, against Detroit in 04.
Well, and that's the thing most important for the players in the room this morning is just believing in, No, we don't need ESPN to tell us that we are going to win the series.
Yeah.
If that's how it was decided, then that would be easy. And I think that these guys are the same. They believe. They truly believe. They've believed since day one. They've believed since last year when they were losing all those one-goal games. They believe that if we go out and play our game, we can win.
As a team, I know you don't really care what's being said on the outside, but when it's this scenario where people have counted you out,
It can be a bit of a rally.
Can you? You can feed off of it, right?
Oh yeah.
It's like no one picked us to make the playoffs, and no one picked us to.
But I don't know if it's the feeding off of that as much as you're just believing in what you're doing, right? Like, you might get a little bit of a juice or a rush from saying, let's stick it to them.
Yeah.
Something to talk about in the room, kind of a before the game. Let's go out and show everyone a little bit of a rallying cry, but. I think more importantly, it's just looking across the room at your teammates and going, I know exactly what that guy's going to do, and I'm the same.
One of the, because we can go through and we'll obviously look at the matchups within the game. The one that's going to be front and center, it's obviously goaltending, but beyond that, it's going to be Monahan having his hands full either at home or on the road, whoever you want to put him against, but it's either Kessler or Getzlaf. How will the young man handle it?
And you'll learn a lot about him, and you might not even win the series, but he's going to get great experience. But to me, he seems like the kind of kid that's like, absolutely, put him. I'll play against these guys.
Yeah,
well, that's what Daryl Sutter said. Remember Game 81? Said this Monahan. Everyone talks about the great centers in the West. No one mentions him, but every night he goes up against them. He's had a pretty good year
and scores you 30 plus.
Not sheltered minutes like his rookie year.
I'm not. Will he outplay them? I don't know. How do you predict that? But I don't think he's intimidated by it.
And in there as well, I mean, there's Monahan. Okay, so that's one of the two-headed center monster in Anaheim. Who gets the duty for number two? So if Monahan's, let's say, on Getzlaf, then who's taking Kessler?
Backlund would. That's my guess.
Bring your lunch.
Seriously. This is the time. Free agent this summer. What are you, Michael? If you can skate with Ryan Kessler, you're worth $3.5 to $4.5 a year. If you can't, maybe they can move on without you because you know you've got Sam Bennett. You know that Juris has played the middle. You have Stage in for another couple of years. Colvern can play in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Drew Shore on the roster. This is a big series for him. If they want to win, Michael Backlund has to have a good series.
I agree 100%. I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and say, well, here you go. Is it fair? Probably not. But yet that's the situation that exists.
And it's not that far-fetched that he could have a good series. You know, remember Game 5, he was the best guy they had going. And that's one game of a 7-game series. But his line was better than Monahan's line for the first 5 games of the series.
More indictment of the top line. More an indictment of Monahan's line.
Fair. But point being that you're going to need all these lines going if you're going to beat Anaheim. And that means Backlund's line has to be one of them.
You can't have Goodrow, Monahan, and Hoedler taking 5 games off. Maybe game 4 will be better.
No.
They need you tonight, and then Sunday, and beyond.
Yeah, and it wasn't like they took 5 off, but I think the one encouraging thing with that line is they looked better as the series went on. They really didn't make much noise at all. Then they got a few power play points at home, and then game 6, at even strength, they finally got things going.
They played great in game 6, and they've got a rest, and you hope that any bumps or bruises that they might have had another almost week to heal.
And when you came home from the split in Vancouver, the thought was, geez, those guys look injured. Coming out of game 6, that wasn't so much the feel. Let's hope that's indicative of what's going on in the room, that they're feeling better. Who knows?
See, don't you think that Backlund's just too nice?
I love the text line. Backlund bashing? Seriously? I'm not bashing him. I'm saying, okay, well, everyone that's a big Backlund guy, here you go. I'd be more than happy to sit here after a round 2 win and say, man, how about Michael Backlund and how he absolutely shut down Ryan Kessler? Look at how he stepped up his game and went toe-to-toe with one of the best and nastiest centers in the Western Conference.
Here's the issue. You don't have home ice, so you don't get to decide.
That's true.
Bruce Boudreau will decide, and he might be very comfortable saying, I don't care who you put out. Sure. I'm rolling my guys, but this is how we play. You worry about it. But it's very possible that he says, no. Getzy, you go up against the Monahan line. Let the other guys, let Backlund and these other guys worry about you. What do you think? I actually like that better. I like that better. Even though Kessler is probably a better defensive player, I kind of like that better because I feel like.
Now, what are you saying again?
I'm saying Kessler's line will play against Monahan's line.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Boudreau gets to choose that. We're saying, well, the top lines are going to go head-to-head. Well,
Maybe not.
Well, and I think the point off the top is one that probably doesn't get talked about enough. It's not like there's a line of lumbering guys that suck. This is a four-line team. Boudreau might be just happy to get everyone going, and who cares who we're up against? We're the one seed with 51 wins. Why am I worried about
exactly.
the Flames? Let's worry about our business.
The good teams and the teams that win, that at the end of the...
Well, you
very
never
often, sorry. That's what happens, right?
You never heard anyone complaining about Willie DeJardin rolling four lines until they were down in the series.
Exactly.
Up until then, hey, this is great. They're
hey,
winning.
Jack Adams.
We're a four-line team, and you're not wrong. And you look at...
You have to make teams play to you, not you. You put together your game plan. You adapt it a little bit on the penalty kill, the power play. Maybe they do something different on their breakout, so you tweak the forecheck a little. But, I mean, a forecheck is a forecheck. You know what a forecheck is? A good dump.
Yeah.
And a shoulder.
There you go. There's your forecheck. Because if you don't get a good dump, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you dump it in and right on the guy's stick, well, guess what? It's going the other way.
Just in front of seven, plenty of conversation about this morning. We have asked Rhett if you're nervous, you got some nervousness and you need to ask the big man. You can do that at 7:45. We'll get our predictions for round two in at about 7:25. Derek Wills just after 8. Duhacik, a chance for you to qualify for game 3 and 4 tickets all on the way this morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.